Menachos Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Aleph 12:1. The question that this Mishnah comes to answer is one able to do pidyon, to deconsecrate a mincha and transfer the kedusha from that wine or oil or flour onto other wine or oil or flour? Okay. Now, to understand this, we need to have some good background here. First of all, we have to understand that we've seen already in the Masechta, which is that kedusha comes in two basic levels. There's kedushas damim, the value is consecrated, and that's an extrinsic kedusha. It's fungible, it's transferable. And the second is kedushas haguf, intrinsic kedusha. The thing itself is consecrated, which in general means that the kedusha is no longer transferable. The thing itself is intrinsically consecrated, and therefore there's no way to get that kedusha out of it. Now, there are also kind of two categories of recipients of consecration, and I think this is where some confusion creeps in. There's what's called kadshe bedek habayis and kadshe mizbeach. Kadshe bedek habayis means things that are consecrated for the sake of the upkeep of the house, literally, whereas kadshe mizbeach means things that are consecrated to go on the altar. Now, when one consecrates anything that isn't eligible to go and be burned on the altar, so that means anything other than flour, oil, wine, wood, frankincense, cows, goats, sheep, tur, and bnei yonah. That's your list, okay? Tur and bnei yonah mean like turtle doves and baby pigeons. So anything besides those things can't go in the mizbeach. So if a person just has his, you know, Krugerrand, or he has his, you know, fountain pen that he wants to give to the Beis HaMikdash, he consecrates it. So then it gets his kedushas bedek habayis. Either the Beis HaMikdash will have some use for it, in which case they'll just put it to good use. They say, we need a fountain pen for the gift shop and the Beis HaMikdash, so that's what we use it for. Or they say, listen, this Krugerrand is great and it's worth lots of money, but like, what are we going to do with it? So therefore they'll sell it and take the money to pay for, you know, the electricity and the janitor there in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, if you're talking about something which is kadshe bedek habayis, things that can't go on the altar, they always only have kedushas damim. They're only invested with extrinsic sanctity, and therefore it's always transferable. So that means if they are going to use it for the pen for the gift shop, that's fine. If they want to monetize the pen, all they have to do essentially is you know, transfer the kedusha of the pen that was consecrated onto money. They could sell it, auction it, someone could buy it, and then the kedusha goes onto the money, which can be used to be purchased other, you know, things that basically make this whatever the story is. If something is kedushas, therefore there's a confusion, because since kadshe bedek habayis always has only kedushas damim, they seem to sort of be overlapping terms, and similarly, kadshe mizbeach, in general, when you consecrate something which is going to be eligible for burning on the Mizbeach, like the birds, like frankincense, like wood. So then, for the maracha, for the pyre, assuming that the wood or the frankincense, the birds, are the kind of wood, frankincense, birds that could go on the Mizbeach, so then it's kadshe mizbeach, and it gets kedushas haguf, intrinsic sanctity, and there's no way to ever possibly deconsecrate it. There's no such thing as pidyon, okay? Because there's kedushas haguf. Now, when it comes to behemos, that means cows, goats, or sheep, although they are certainly kadshe mizbeach, so they can be burned on the mizbeach, and therefore they will get kedushas haguf always. There's no such thing as kedushas damim for these things. If I take my cow and I say, this cow, harezu ola, the cow is immediately invested as an ola with its kedushas haguf, intrinsic sanctity, and there's no way to do pidyon. Okay? However, there is a separate pasuk that teaches that when it comes to a behema, a cow, goat, or sheep, which is consecrated for the mizbeach, if it becomes, no longer able to offer it as a korban, it gets a mum, so then it can, at that point, actually, the kedusha can be transferred on to another korban, based on a pasuk. But this is unique to a behema. It wouldn't apply to the frankincense, or the wood, or the birds. It's only to cow, goat, sheep. Okay? So that's the setup. Now, the question is, how does this apply to menachos, meaning the oil, the flour, or the wine for nesachim that you'd use as a mincha, Now, the answer is, as we've seen before, there are two stages to the consecration of a mincha. There is the verbal designation. I say this isaron of flour, or this log of shemen of olive oil, or this this wine is designated to be used as a mincha. So that verbal consecration gives it just kedushas damim, okay? Extrinsic kedusha. And therefore, there is the possibility of pidyon. As it happens for a separate kind of unrelated reason, there's a rule. The rule is that anything which is fit to go on the mizbeach, so it should stay on the mizbeach and not be, you know, transferred out elsewhere. That's a sort of a side point. So therefore, in normal circumstances, you can't just, unlike the Krugerrand and the fountain pen, which is for kachet bedek abayis, kedushas dam, and can be, you know, pidyon, deconsecrated for any or no reason. When it comes to the verbal designation of menachos, so it also kedushas dam, but it can't be deconsecrated. You can't do pidyon, redeemed, that's the word I want, redeemed for any or no reason. But if it's for a good reason, like for example, like the oil became tame, so you certainly could then redeem it and buy new oil. Okay? That's when you just have the verbal designation, but peh, with the mouth. But if and when the mincha is put inside a kli sharis, you put that flour or that oil or that wine into a consecrated vessel in the base of mikdash, that invests the mincha with kedushas aguf. And at that point, it's the same as a bird, an oaf, or as the same as a wood for the pyre, eitzim. It's the same as lavona, the frankincense. It's got kedushas aguf, and there's no way to ever deconsecrate it, to redeem it, to transfer the kedusha off. And it's even more strict than behemos, because a behema, cow, goat, sheep, at least there's a pasuk which says if it becomes invalidated like a balmum, you could then do pidyon. That pasuk is unique to a behema. It doesn't apply to menachos. And therefore, if you put your flour, wine, or oil for a mincha in a kli sharis, it gets kedushas aguf. If it then becomes invalidated, let's say it becomes tamei, nothing you can do. It just has to essentially be, you know, it's burned in the base of mikdash, but as psule, as possible, as an invalidated mincha, and you have to bring, you know, get new from scratch and get new flour, oil, or wine, etc. Okay? That's what our mission has to say in total. Now, the words of the Mishnah say a lot less than that, and it's a lot more like opaque. But here's what it says inside, and the meaning of this Mishnah is like I just said. So it says inside here, Hamenachos v'nesachim, the ingredients that are used for mincha, meaning fine, the solace of a, you know, of a fine flour, wheat flour, typically, and nesachim, the oil that goes with it, the olive oil, and nesachim, the eligible wine, shenitma'u, if they became tummy. So you have a good reason now to want to redeem them and take the kedusha off to put it somewhere else. Adshlo kadshu bakli, if they hadn't yet been put inside a kli sharis, a consecrated temple vessel, then they only have kedushas damim, and therefore, yeshlen pidyon. There's the possibility to redeem the kedusha off of this flour, wine, or oil, and get new replacement. Mishikitshu bakli, however, once it's been consecrated, once you put the flour, oil, or wine inside a kli sharis, a consecrated vessel of Beis Mikdash, it gets now kedushas haguf, intrinsic kedusha, and therefore, ein lehem pidyon, there's no possibility of redeeming it if it became tame. You essentially have to just dispose of it in the proper way in the Beis Mikdash and start again. Ha'ofos va'eitzim v'lavona v'kli sharis, these things, eligible birds, turim b'neyona, eligible wood for the maracha, eligible frankincense for the mincha, eligible, and a kli sharis, the consecrated vessels, ein lehem pidyon. Those things have kedushas aguf, and therefore there's no way to ever redeem them. And although there is such a redemption when it comes to an invalidated, you know, behema, that's because of the pasuk. Shelo nemar ela behema. The pasuk from which this that is learned, the drasha is a little kind of a complicated drasha. I'm sort of sidestepping the drasha. But the point is, it's from Vayikra Chav Zayin Perek Yud Aleph, mentions the word behema. Okay, so I don't get the technicalities of the drasha. It's a complex drasha. But the point is, it comes to teach that there is such thing as redemption of an invalidated behema, but that wouldn't apply to other things, neither to menachos that have been put in a kli sharis and got in kedushas aguf, or the wood, frankincense, or consecrated birds.